This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasad with the news, the headlines first. Nominations for first past the post system for November 20th election taking place today. Election Commission says preparation for nomination complete. Landslide in Kanakasundari rural municipality. 5 girls, 7 members of a same family. Nepal prepares to sign flight agreement with the USA. And deadly bus truck collision in western India's Maharashtra kills 12 people. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has said it has completed the preparation for the nominations of candidates for the federal and provincial elections set for the November 20th. Organizing a press meeting at the Commission's central office yesterday, the Commission said now the elections work would enter into the second phase with the nomination of the first past the post candidates today. Addressing the press meeting, Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia said, the Commission has completed work of setting up the offices of returning officers and carrying out the work of material procurement and dispatch. He further says the Commission has made arrangements to complete the nominations in all provincial and federal constituencies within a day today. Referring to the continuous rainfall across the country for some days, the Commission says it is in close contact with the political parties and it is a bit flexible in the matter. The Commission has asked all aspirant candidates to nominate their names from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. today in the respective offices of the returning officers. 7 members of the same family died in a landslide that buried the house of Ganesh Bahadur Shahi in the Kanaksundari rural municipality 5 of Jumla. The police said 2 others have been injured in the incident in the disasters that occurred early morning on Saturday. As shared by the police, the landslide hit their house as they were asleep. The police and locals recovered all 7 dead bodies and the injured ones were taken to a health facility for treatment. Similarly, the bodies of 3 people who were killed in the Pyuthan landslide on Friday were retrieved. The incident occurred when a landslide buried the house of local Bam Bahadur Rao Magar of Farinde at Mandobi rural municipality 4 in Pyuthan. The police said the search and rescue effort for the other 3 who have gone missing is still going on. Moreover, 2 people were killed in Raksarang, 6 of Makwanpur died as they were buried in landslides. Meantime, the swollen rivers following incessant rain have inundated the river bases in different parts of the country. East Nawal Parasi police said the Narayani River inundated a total of 144 houses in East Nawal Parasi on Friday. Likewise, floods in Rapti River and other local streams in Banke district have displaced 4,000 households. Chief District Officer in Banke, Surya Bahadur Khatri, informed that some 50 houses were damaged by the floods and inundation in different parts of the district. However, no human casualty was reported. Similarly, the police said in Dang, the flood in local rivers along with the Rapti River has incurred damage to about 500 houses. As per the police update, 400 more families in Bhajani of Kailali were also displaced due to inundation. Police have recovered 3 dead bodies of a single family at Moharia Toll of Bhimsen Thapa Rural Municipality 6 in Gorkha District. The police said dead bodies of Hem Bahadur Rana, 34, and his twin sons were found hanging in separate trees on Saturday morning. Police assumed that Rana killed himself by hanging in a tree after killing his sons. Nepal is preparing to sign a bilateral flight agreement with the USA. Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation and Civil Aviation Division Chief Buddhisagar Lamichani said Nepal was preparing to sign bilateral air route agreements with the USA, Switzerland, Indonesia and Rwanda. Nepal has already signed bilateral flight agreements with more than 40 different countries. After the agreement, United Airlines, American Airlines from the USA and Nepal Airlines and Himalayan Airlines from Nepal will have regular flights to and from. Chinese ambassador to Nepal Hao Yanchi paid a farewell call to Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota yesterday. The Chinese ambassador paid a farewell call to the Speaker at his official residence in Lanchor. Speaker Sapkota's secretariat said on the occasion he recalled that significant visits were held from China during the term of Ambassador Hao and congratulated her for completing her tenure successfully. Similarly, Ambassador Hao thanked for the support from the Federal Parliament during her term. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. At least 12 people were killed in India when a bus caught fire after hitting a truck on a highway in western India earlier on Saturday. The police said another 43 people with serious burns were taken to a hospital in Nashik, a city in Maharashtra state. As per the report in Press Trust of India, most passengers were asleep when the bus caught fire at about 5 local time. Eknath Shinde, the top state elected official, said the cause of the fire is being investigated. Russian news agencies say Russia has ordered setting up a commission to look into the blast. Russia's powerful investigative committee opened a criminal inquiry into the explosion and sent detectives to the scene, saying a truck exploded on the automobile part of the Crimean Breeze from the side of Taman Peninsula. This caused 7 fuel tanks to ignite on a train heading towards the Crimea Peninsula. As a result, 2 lanes partially collapsed. While officials in Moscow stopped short of blaming Kyiv, an official in Russian installed Crimea pointed the finger at Ukrainian vandals. 3 people were reported to have been killed in the blast. 10 people have died after a huge explosion at a petrol station in the Republic of Ireland. 4 men, 3 women, a teenage boy and girl, and a younger girl were killed, said Irish police. The blast happened at the Apple Green service station in the country Donegal village of Chrislaw on Friday. It destroyed the building and a section of an apartment block, with police saying the evidence gathered so far suggested it was a tragic incident. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the provinces. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at many places and heavy rainfall at 1 or 2 places in Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province, and moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places in the rest of the provinces. Meanwhile, the division has stated that the monsoon that started on 5th June from eastern belt of the country will exit from the country a week after hence. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 28.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 17.6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up, the headlines once again. Nominations for the first past the post system for November 20th election taking place today. Election Commission says preparation for nomination complete. Landslide in Kanak Sundari rural municipality 5 kills 7 members of the same family. Nepal prepares to sign flight agreement with the USA. And deadly bus truck collision in western India's Maharashtra kills 12 people. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.